I want to speak about something I think is very important that people realize it the time that it's not Megiah to them. So then when it's Megiah to them, they could deal with it in the right way. You know, Parshas Yisroi, we have Kabbalah Sotero. Then starts Eila Mishpotim. And at the end of the Parsha, we have again Kabbalah Sotero. So the Mephoshim speak out. We have Kabbalah Sotero. Then we have another Kabbalah Sotero. In the middle, we have Eila Mishpotim. And also, after Kabbalah Sotero, the most important mitzvah is Ve'ila Mishpotim. It's the most important mitzvah. Not kochim, not tefillah, soigim, tefillin. Ve'ila Mishpotim, this is the most important thing. The Sefer of Yisrael Salanter, Vaistois, not yes. The reason Yisrael Salanter said, I don't know in America, I don't know in Israel, and in Europe, I remember all the years when we were in the Golas, when the kids started to learn Gemara, they live with an Eilu Metzius. I heard some places today to start Brachas. I don't know what you learn. Eilu Metzius or Brachas? Brachas. So you just start Eilu Metzius. And I'm not asking the name of the yeshiva, I don't want it. It's recorded, we can get it. But I'm always Eilu Metzius. And I don't, again, I'm not speaking against no one of the brachas, yeah? Which is such a chashuv bracha. However, why some people? Because some people maybe never heard the shmuz. So they thought Eilu Metzius. And our days, brachas is easier. We switch to brachas. Eilu Metzius sometimes is difficult for kids. But why Klal Yisrael starts Eilu Metzius? For the same reason the Torah starts there. The Torah finishes Kabbalah Sotero Ve'ila Mishpotim. Eila Metzius is the easy message for a kid. Even when you find money, it doesn't mean that it goes to the pocket. If it's the owner, you have to give it back. That is the message. That's what B'Shol Salam said. It's the first thing we teach a kid. Any kid knows Eila Metzius. To know something belongs to someone else. What is the pshat? Mominus. That's why I speak it out a lot of times. Fortunately, yeshiva, I get all the chashamishpot shaylos in between the bochrim and the baladiris. Yeah? It's zev, litzchot, yakov, what is it? And a lot of times I wonder to myself, this bochrim, I come from, we call it, besserer houses, yeah? They spend on lunch 100 shekels a day. Yeah? The snacks, when they go in the middle of Seder, it comes to 20 shekels at least, yeah? And they can have it in Torah for the whole winter with zeh on 100 shekels. What's the pshat? I'm not trying to stick up to Zen now, don't get me wrong. Yeah? But what is the pshat? I said, some guys don't have money. Some guys don't have, you know, some people were born where the sun shines, some people don't have money. I'm not blaming, I'm not trying, a guy that doesn't have money, I'm not trying. I will get to that part in a second. There's many guys that have the money. And it was just, they'll tell the parents that a deer costs another 500 shekel. There's no problem, they just swipe it somewhere and it goes. And they will fight. The guy will fight with the taxi driver on two shekels. Yeah? And when he goes on the taxi, he goes to the solar can, takes a sip and throws it. Yeah? 10 shekels. But he fought for 2 shekels. What is the pshat? It's a mishun de kazach. Mishun de kazach. How mominous by people, it's so hard for a person to mevater and mummy to someone else. I said over this mushroom already a lot of times. I said over again, it's a famous story. for this person that, you know, he came home and told his wife that the Rav of the shul said that you have to check the mezuzahs before you have the oil. So he took the mezuzahs to check. And five mezuzahs were possible. His wife told him that the other shul, the rabbi doesn't say you have to check the mezuzahs. He said, Baruch Hashem, our rabbi, he knows the halacha. And it came Sukkot. Came the rabbi said you have to buy Esrei Aleph. His wife told him the other shul, the rabbi himself buys a gimel. Come, we'll switch to the other shul. So, Baruch Hashem, our rabbi is a good rabbi. He shechted a cow. He showed it to the Rav. The Rav said, it's not glad to hear it. So, in the other shul, you know what the Rav eats? What is the name of the Heksha? The recording, yeah? You can understand yourself, yeah? Come, we'll switch to the other place. Oh Hashem, we have a good rabbi. In the middle of the winter, he makes a chasana. Everything is good, comes a shayla, the goy, you know, the yidin with the idea is bosso shen yisalem in the eye, the guy's a bosso. Calls his rabbi and says, yeah, you'll have to serve the only the bulkas. His wife says, and the other rabbi's chasana was only going. We have to switch to that shul. Says, Baruch Hashem, our rabbi is a good rabbi. A week later, the Rav from the other shul. A week later, the kid of his neighbor throws a rack, a ball, on the window, and the window smashes. He goes to his neighbor, he's like, your kid threw a ball, please pay. It's cotton cheesy, but. Cotton cheesy. No, your son played ball, he broke the window. I'm asking, you know, we're living here in the neighborhood, you know, this neighborhood, you bring windows, they pay, you know, we hire the, you know, the village, and they take care of it. So I tell you, cotton sheets and potter, ask your rabbi. Calls the rabbi. The rabbi says, yeah, cotton sheets and kistake potter. He comes home, we switch the shul. He lost the cow, he lost the mezuzahs, millions. He lost the window, maybe $20 to repair the window. Mominous. Switching a shul. And he switches a shul and he switches his friends for what? For that $20. He had to buy new tefillin. The wedding he served bulkas with water. Didn't care. Mominous. The Torah understands the sensitivity, maybe we'll explain it in a second why, for people to mominous to the other person. We finish Kabbalah Satoiro, ve'eile ha-mishpotim ha-shotosim lifneim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Mount Sinai and he says, Raboisa, you know what I learned? More short davening, tefillin, tzitzis, kashas. I learned that if you steal, they sell you. But if you cow bite, you have to do this. I told Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you think he told Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, the goyim also had rules. For that, we didn't need Kabbalah Satoiro. Rules, economy, rules, how to run the country, the whole world. It's Tabaladin. I'm going with Tabaladin. Right, we know our dinim are different. It's not logic, it's the Taylor's dinim. But the Taylor feels it's so important. The Eilam Mishpot and Mashal Tosim. And we learn the whole Christian Mishpot. Ve'ele Rashi says, Vov Moisi Farim and Rishai. Ma'ele Misinai, Ate'ele Misinai. Don't get it wrong, it's Misinai. Misol Salander said, as a Isu Yichud with money. As if it's a Yichud, Isu Yichud with a woman, as Isu Yichud with money, as if it's a Misol Salander. Why? So before the why, like I said, it hurts me, it kills me. To see Bochum, I'm saying again, I have so much money, lunch 100 shekel, snacks 20 shekel, and they come to a dinter, and sometimes the dinter goes over a year, with zeh and 100 shekel. The guy is not rich, zeh. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, it's irrelevant to the conversation. kept. People for money behave disgusting over that. They see their own side. They're blind. They need to get that money and they're blind. Money is nothing. Money gets spent in a minute. But the money doesn't exist. But this is a teva of people. It's a teva. It's a mishundik teva of people. And the teva is coming to be mazik. And a bacher has to know, if you don't take care of this, we'll try in a second, when you're a bacher, to put it inside, when you get older, and the first time that you come to a cross with money, you will lose yourself. You will lose yourself. And I'm telling you, you could see choshevet people. People, and they behave like babies for nothing. So you fight with a taxi driver for 5 shekels. You scream, he screams back on you. He wanted to steal 5 shekels from you. Lamazan. You go on taxi, you're so angry, you have to buy a drink for 20 shekels. So what was the point?
I will not give it.
People will go to court, spend millions, not to pay that guy $50,000 for it. You're right, but he doesn't deserve. I understand. Well, why are you paying $5 million for court to win that guy? You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. So it's like we start, say, I don't know, Chutzpah Yeshiva, we said, but most places, yeah, nothing, I don't know what it is. I don't want Chas V'Shalom, you know, that he will learn my Yeshiva, that we'll find out, we'll just change it. They start Eilu Metzius, in every Cheder. First Gemara is Eilu Metzius. Sometimes if my kid finds a shekel on the street. So, tell him, maybe we have to give it back. What feels the guy that lost it? And why don't we get used to it? And not if you find, you put it in the pocket. Because that is the problem. So I have two neighbors in mind. But we were fighting 2 days ago. I came to Shabbos, I came home with someone, and he almost killed the other guy. Two people with beards. I don't argue with them, gosh. I met a little bit of Ayatollah Dostoevsky. I managed to call this, to make Shalom in between. The guy said, for what? We'll settle it down. Two minutes. But why I'm saying it, it's easy to hear it now. And everyone says, I'm not like that. I'll be surprised if I'll meet you standing in line with Zev in a week or two. Yeah? No, there's no one here today that's standing in that line recently. So the melee, I could say that I'm not attacking all specifics. What is the pshat? So there's a lot of this thing. Mominess is one of the things that Hashem gave in the world that people feel that it's in their control. They feel that people could control them. The emuna and mominess is the lower place. So the Moshe, the Tefillin apostle, that's what Hashem wants. For this he gave me money. For this he gave me money. He gave me money for that. But if that guy wants to steal money, I didn't get money to steal. He's trying to take from me money. Why he will take from me money? So it's midas without the nuna. Why I'm saying it? The kid broke the window. He doesn't owe money. You want your friend to be a nice person. Why? The guy would say, instead of giving you money, I'll give it to charity. No, no, you give it to me. And I'll say, Kasha, it's punishment. You have to give it to that guy. You can't give it to charity. This is the punishment. You want to make him to lose to him. So Kasha Zaman means you lose to him. Yeah? This is the chesed of Kasha Zaman. And you want him, why have to give it back to that guy? What does it happen to that guy? I mean, I want you to get Malkus. I get Malkus. You don't gain to that, right? So if I want you to lose money, I have to lose. Why do you have to gain? So the good shogar, if you don't gain, I didn't lose. If I had to throw the money to the toilet, nothing happened. If I had to give it to that guy that I wanted him to lose, that is exactly the cover that I wanted to do to him. This is the good shogar. This is the reason. Every guy who's on, he doesn't get from Agri Malkus. When I want him to lose money, then I want him to lose 100 shekels. I want him to lose 100 shekels to deer. So the kashrus on is, I lose to him. It's exactly the least in the coming. That's what people can't, they can't feel that person got from me money that he doesn't deserve to get. I was living once somewhere. And I had a neighbor that was going to collect money. Let's say a whole story. Well, if you want, you can ask a neighbor, he's a Catholic. It was every house in America. Everyone would give them a lot of money. Most people would not call. If he said call as a Catholic, it was a tzaddik. But he will call. And even when they call, I'll never answer. I was a Makabu. My job is never to make people not to get money. My job is to make people to give money. I'm not here to say, don't give. And I was plotting. This guy was getting money from people. And my name, what I never got from them. He managed that pack and he built the pal, everything. I'm a neighbor of Mr. Captain, he knows the story. And I would message, it's true, you know the story? You know, I never got it back. The guy said, if I didn't get back, the story is true, and they would give it. And people that, they gave everyone at the door, they give $120,000, they gave it like this. And all I asked was, what? Well, why not? Hashem wants them to have the money. You know how much people go around and say my name that they don't get? So Hashem wants them. So I'll try to stop Hashem. If Hashem doesn't want them, they will not have a Moitzah Chaim. They didn't take my money. They didn't say, I sent them. They said they're my neighbors. And I know this story. Why have, what are the shaykhs to me? So my wife, we have mamish faginda. I'll tell you, I didn't have a badness. One year, I made a big party in my house and I didn't have a place. So I asked my neighbors if I could get there. It's not where I'm living now, where I live. If I could get an apartment, because they really had a palace and they needed a huge place. So they gave it to me. An hour before, they asked me a favor, if I could cover the name of the door at the right cabin, because they realized who is coming. They were mad. These people come to see that this is their house. They need all the money. So they asked if I could put Kaplan on their door. If I say invited, it was. If it calls man, it bothers you, you're not holding it right, Madrid. They didn't take a dollar from you, they stole. You know how many people steal from these rich people that come to collect? I'll give you a list of 20 people. If it bothers you that people are stealing from them, say, open an organization against, say that. But it doesn't bother you. But you can't forget this guy, and you know that he doesn't deserve money, and he's eating money. It's the easy way to work on it. It's the easy way to work on it. Chaim Slavovitz says, a person can take you money and can give you what you don't deserve. Mominus is the place that is the Nisoyen of Ishtadlis in our world. Also covet, but the main thing is Mominus. The Nafsho Yovi Lachmoy, this is what we are in. And because it's so sharp, the Nafsho Yovi Lachmoy, Hashem made it that it looks, if you work more, you get more. If you work less, you work less. You see that bechush. The guy is rich. If he doesn't do nothing, he doesn't become richer. He tries to make even more and becomes richer. Right. So he has to see after Tishmai, and you don't have to see after Tishmai. Although if the guy says, I have to work. And it looks like if he doesn't work, he doesn't make it. Yeah. Hashem made it mamash that it's like one of the things, if you don't eat, you stay hungry. And we have to believe that it's from Hashem. So it's very hard to believe that everything is from Hashem. But the place that we test it, so they bring down, when someone steals, they sell it. Ki litnei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim le'avodim. Why you steal? Because I'm missing money. And the one, and there's a very easy way to get it. But I don't take it from him, I don't have it. Now every ishtarlis is permitted. But ishtarlis of stealing, for sure Hashem didn't want you to do it. There is no shaykh. So that is mamish opposite from believing in Hashem. So they sell you. Oh, so you don't believe in Hashem, so you have a different order. Our job is to analyze to ourselves. I'm not saying the Moshe is going to attack you. I could say, yes, a meter, not a meter, not a shemesh. You want the faction, yes, a meter. He went in the world, you think he made another circle. So what? You lost 2 shekels. Yeah, big shayla if Michal gains, if he wants more rice, and I'm not going after the whole shayla, yeah? It's a suffix if he's a gardener or not. I'm asking. And the Moses stole 2 shekels. What do you care? So Hashem wanted you to lose 2 shekels. You could have just had another car standing in front of you, and you'd be stuck there for 5 minutes. Then you go out and yell at the guy. If you're rushing, you yell at the guy. If you're not rushing, you're not yelling at the guy. Okay, and I think you're poor and you don't have the 2 shekels. I'm not discussing that Messiah. It's a different Messiah. So not only, I'm not discussing it today. But I'm saying, well, the 2 shekels don't make a difference to you. You're so angry that a guy took money from you. Why are you so angry? So it's not, I know how people take advantage. Okay, it's not the guy every day will give you rides, yeah? Hopefully, the statistic, you'll never meet the taxi driver again. So I'm like, oh, if you took advantage of me, you'll take it. You're not mechanech the world, though. You feel, he took from me. Hashem took from you. The rope passing on the tefillin, he passing on the cow, he passing on the esrei, and the guy took shekel from you. And this is the way when you're a bachur, before you start to meet the world. Bachur doesn't understand, money is worth nothing when you're a bachur. How much you all the bachur think they're very smart and they really understand what is money? Because when you're not married and you don't really need money, when you're married, you need money. It doesn't mean how much you have. You need a house, a car, all of what you need. Then money is real. Then it's very hard to start to work on this. I'm telling you, you see choshev in people, and it comes to the nisayon, they fall. They fall down, down, down. They fall, they become so shvach. I told you I was a big Hasidus. No, I was the biggest Hasidus. It became a huge machlekes. Huge machlekes. Between group A to group B. It became so bad that I heard that tomorrow morning they're going to kick out all the kids in group A from the Chador. I came home, it was 12:30 by night. I told my wife, I have to take care of this. She told me, you mix the machlekes, you'll lose. I said, I can't have these families. You kicked out the kids of your college school. You know, they want to go off the derech. You know how it goes. It was a big group against a small group of the Hasidus. I called the head of the Machlekes. And I tried to figure out from where the Machlekes came. And the Machlekes came from something in the shul, that this group did it, and this group did it like that, and they paid money. Start again. For sure, now it's L'Shem Shomayim. Yenazah Pikoyres. As a mitzvah to kill him, and to pat him, and to b'chule, b'chule. But everything is because he lost X amount of money. I called him, Sophocles, I had the number. I called his house, I asked his wife if I could speak to him, she said he's not home. I called one Jewish. I said, I can speak to him. I told him, listen, I'm a very rich guy from America. I buy machloikis. I have unlimited money. I buy machloikis, I buy houses, I buy hotels, I have everything. I need to speak to your husband. Sometimes the mice is shahoyo legamu. I'm not changing your word. Not even changing your word. I said, I buy. So she said, but my husband's not home. I said, the wife of Onben Peles saved him. You want to be the wife of Onben Peles? Your husband is in the tif machloikis. Call him over home with all of his chavra, make cake and wine, and I will show up. And I'm telling you the machlekes will finish tonight. Call me when you get him home. Turn to you by night, I got a phone call, they're home. I come in, I had money to dock it, that didn't belong to me, I borrowed it. I came with a bag. I walk in, and the first guy says, hey, you're not Nissan Kaplan? I said, you don't understand. It's unbelievable. Every place I go, they tell me I look like. I sat down. I poured the money on the table. And I said, this is X amount of money. You could take the money if the machlekes is over. But I want to sign that the machlekes is over. It was like maybe 10 years ago or a week from today. Back after 5 minutes, the money was not there. Everyone sang, it was a dance, and the machlekes was over. What happened? I realized it's money. Now, no one wants to believe that he's fighting for money. You think that guy is the 20 shekel bothering him? The chutzpah of the neighbor not to pay. But what made that the 20 shekels? He doesn't realize it. And he's shaking from anger. The only thing that upsetted me, that in the morning I went to daven that shtibul, I wanted to see what the oilam talked. I heard about the moifus of the Rebbe, and a guy came from America and bought a chutzpah. That is the only thing that bothered me. I couldn't say a word, yeah? The moifus of the Rebbe. The guy came from America and bought a chutzpah. But that night I went back home. I got a phone call from someone. I can tell you, the guy Sitman. So he had a son, David, that learned in Mashiach. The father called me up. I don't remember. His daughter was getting married. And he wanted to match Mechassan and Al Tisrael. He wants to take care of it. I said, I have a better deal for you. I saved 20 families tonight. You want to buy that mitzvah? Give the whole money that I gave. I said, you know, we're looking for a chasna. I said, these are people that are married. I will stop to be married because of my ladies. After an hour, I got a phone call. I got all the money. I was taken care of. I hope you remember the story. But not David, his father. Not his name, his father. But the answer is, the chokhmah was to do it, to realize the fighting, it's boiling down to a dollar. It's not the machlekes. It's not he's against this rebbe and he's against this rebbe. It's not the machlekes. It's the couple little dollars that make people to lose their families, to lose the shul, to lose the rebbe. Now, if you would tell him I'm paying you back the money, it's not my money, right? I bought the machlekes. I didn't tell them it's the same numbers. I figured out what they lost, and I gave both the machlekes. I shoyched them out. So I'm thinking to myself, that's so crazy money. Look what people will do for a couple dollars. Look what people do for machlekes. Eilam mishpatim. Eilam. A person knows how to do it and to hold himself now strong. That is Hashem.